It sounds slightly stilted. Yeah. It sounds a little euphemistic, but it gets the point over, and it's said with enough of an edge in the voice that you know it's what it is. You know, it's said derogatorily. A little bit, yes. Slightly tongue-in-cheek. Well, for a prostitute, a call girl, there are different varieties of them. A streetwalker is one that's out on the street picking up somebody. A call girl is one who is usually ensconced in a good hotel or someplace or in her own house, and she has some sort of connections with either the bellman or somebody in the hotel who lets her know when her clients wish her services, and then she shows up in their hotel rooms. Then I don't remember what one would call. Oh, those are call girls too, the ones that local men go to and make appointments with the madam to meet the girl somewhere. Those are still call girls. If they live, a call girl doesn't live in a house of prostitution. She is on call, and somebody procures for her, either a madam or a bellboy or somebody. A prostitute could be a streetwalker or could be in a house. A whore could be anywhere. I've heard black people call them hoes. not even to the extent that they would say other words that end in O-R-E, and they get that R sound in them somehow, even though it's not a pronounced R. It's ho, like an H-O-E. And,
does a whore sound lower to you than a prostitute?
Yeah, it does. Sounds lower class to me. I think she might be one who was supporting a drug habit, and a prostitute might not. Of course, prostitutes do too. I don't think so, except occasionally I think I have read of girls calling their pimps their John, but they also call their clients their Johns, so I don't know if they distinguish in a region or something. Well, I would call him a policeman or officer to his face, and I'd probably call him a cop normally.
Any other characters you've heard?
Copper. The do-right boys. I would very frequently call one in a patrol car, a traffic enforcement officer, I would call a do-right boy.
Is that sarcastic?
Oh, yeah. It's kind of joking. It's semi-sarcastic. You wouldn't say to him, you're a do-right boy. It is, slightly. It's slightly belittling, but it's also, if you see somebody say, uh-oh, look out for the do-right boys, meaning be sure you're not going over the speed limit or whatever.
What about really insulting terms for policemen?
Well, pig, but I would never use it. I don't feel insulting towards policemen. I generally feel that they're my friends. And most of the time, I've never had a bad experience with a policeman, and I generally expect if I treat them with courtesy, they'll treat me with courtesy. I know that's not true of everybody, but I think that I look like the sort they would treat with courtesy because they would think they ought to.
What would you call a person who operates a mortuary?
Now they would be a funeral director. They used to be a mortician.
Any joking terms?
I don't think so.
What about someone who sells acid and heroin and so forth?
A dope dealer, a drug pusher, dope pusher.
Do you make a distinction between a dealer and a pusher?
I don't.
And someone who has a job but doesn't really work it.